In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 5th Perek of Masechta Machshir, and the Mishnah begins. Chovet al ha-shelach. So if someone has a hide and it's being laundered in the water, and he takes it and beats it, he beats it in order to extract all the water. If he does it at chutz l'mayim, if he took this out of the water and then beat it outside to extract all the water, then clearly the water that is being sprayed from it as it's being beaten, that would affect hechsher because now the yitzit ha-mayim, the water is coming out the ratzon. If he's doing so latoch ha-mayim, if he's beating this shelach, if he's beat this hide, or this leather, well, hide, not really leather, because it's early on in the stage. He says, if he does it latoch ha-mayim, if he's doing it inside the water, because he's cleaning it, he's banging it underwater, we say that's ena b'chiyotam. If water happens to splash out, well, that's not really going to affect hechsher, because as soon as he bangs any water out of it while it's underwater, new water is going to go straight back in. Rabbi Yossi, however, says no. Af latoch ha-mayim, even if he's banging it inside the water, any water that sprays out would be bechiyotan, would affect hechsher. Why? Mipnei shehu mitkaven sheyetzu min hatzohar. Because what he's doing is, when he's banging it out, his intention is that the sullied, the dirty water, will go out, and then be replaced. And yes, it will continue to be wet by new water coming in, but that doesn't matter. There's still a difference here. He wants that water, the dirty water, the tzohar, that's the sullied water, if you like, to go out, and therefore, contra Rabbi Yossi, that water that sprays out at the time would still affect hechsher. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Hamayim ha'olim besfina or ba'ekel or b'moshatot en b'chiyotan. So he was discussing water that is on a boat. So any water that comes out on a boat, but it says uba'ekel. Ekel is a place. It have different explanations. One is a location, the base of the boat, or could be that's brought up by the anchor itself. That's the way the Rosh explains it. Or the moshatot. These are these are the oars of the ship that move it along. These are in a bechiyotan. The fact that any water that pulls up with it would not affect hechsher. The mitzudot or pereshatot or michmarot, these are different types of nets and traps that one places in the water. When one pulls them out of the water, that water itself also in a bechiyotan, because the intention here is he doesn't want the water. He wants that which is caught inside it. However, the imnier, if they happen, these nets happen to be wet, and he tries to shake them out, then, well, that's different. Now it's quite clear he wants the water to come out of those nets, and therefore it can affect hechsher, therefore b'chiyotan. Hamolechet atzvina yama gadol etzarfa. If someone takes the boat out to the yama gadol, we explained before whether it's the ocean or it's or the Mediterranean. Why does he take it there? Letzarfa. He does it because he doesn't want the boat to dry too much, and it strengthens it by placing it back in the water. Another explanation is to test it. The mission says, Hamotzim masmer legshamim letzarfa. Or he takes a nail out to the rain to strengthen it. This is like a process of annealing. So he heat it up to a very strong high temperature, and then puts it out in the rain for it to drop its temperature at a rapid rate, which changes the molecular structure inside the nail to strengthen it. Or alternately, hamaniach et ha'ud begeshamim, or he's got a partly burnt block of wood, and he puts it outside to lechaboto, to ensure that it's completely extinguished, even not just on the surface layer, but deep inside it as well. In all those situations, he wants the contact of the water, and he wants these things to get wet. So therefore, the water on the surface then, from the boat to the nail to this block of wood, we say, Hareze Bechiyotan, it would affect Hechsher. Those are the Mishnah today.